Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, Metro Atlanta's most beautiful and effective advertising for your small business. We offer the kind of exposure and recognition that many thought was only available for America's high-profile celebrities. Our mission is simple: to unite women business owners for their mutual benefit. And along the way, generate a new level of excitement for their business by giving them mega recognition, unrivaled respect, fantastic opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a strong personal brand in Metro Atlanta and beyond. We're honored to lead the way in shining the spotlight on women business owners. In today's segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Ivania Easley about what a personal stylist can do for you. Our guest today is an Atlanta native. However, she was raised in Charleston, South Carolina, where she graduated from Charleston Southern University and then obtained a master's degree from Strayer University. Today, she is a published author of Love E-Guide to Style. She has over a decade of experience and has worked with hundreds of clients to help them achieve their personal best. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is making her mark in Metro Atlanta as a certified personal stylist, Ms. Ivania Easley. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Spark Plug. I'm honored to be here to share about my experience as an entrepreneur as well as a personal stylist and how I can help you achieve your personal best.
All right. So you're doing all right today?
Yes, sir, I am. How about you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. We know you're extremely busy, so I want to get right into it, okay?
Yes, sir.
I think this first question is going to be a two-part question. First, what is a certified personal stylist, and what can a personal stylist do for you?
All right. Well, as a certified personal stylist, I've been certified by the School of Style, a company based out of L.A., and as a certified personal stylist, we help clients achieve their personal best through their wardrobe. So we empower people through their wardrobe. So we do everything from image consulting, closet cleanses, closet purges, as well as do personal shopping and create an image that reflects who you want the world to see. So I go shopping for my clients, I maintain their closets, I maintain their wardrobe, and empower them through their image.
Now, let me ask you a question. I've heard stylists say this before, that they go shopping for their clients. Is that because mm-hmm. the client is not too sure about what to shop for, or is it because of the time, or is it because the personal stylist will bring a wide array of potential outfits? What is the number one reason why the personal stylist goes shopping for their clients?
It's actually a combination of all three. A lot of times, because I do work with a lot of high net worth individuals in regards to super busy, traveling all over the world, have super busy jobs, they don't have the time. Also, they don't exactly know what to look for. As a professional stylist, I know which colors are going to complement your skin, what is going to work for your lifestyle, because it's my job. So I study clothes, body, fabrics, colors all day. When it's not what you do for a living, you have a tendency to just buy the same old thing over and over, or buy what you think works for you, even if you're not really sure. And having a personal stylist gives an objective view of your wardrobe, as well as saves you time because they're going out and fighting the traffic, going to all the stores, getting all the clothes to you, and just bringing them to you, making everything super convenient. All you have to do is try on everything. What you like, you buy. Whatever you don't, the stylist takes back to the stores. And now all you have to do is get dressed and live your life. You don't have to worry about doing the returns or actually going out shopping at the stores.
So in summary, what a personal stylist can do for you is?
They can save you time, energy, and money, as well as make you look your best, bring out features you didn't know. I have a lot of clients, they stick to one silhouette, like, oh, I know this A-line works for me, but they're not, have ever tried a fit and flare or A-line or even a custom suit for men or tailoring. So it's just bringing out factors you may not have realized that could really highlight who you are, because people see you before you open your mouth. So you want to really reflect what's going on the inside, on the outside, before you even open your mouth. So that's why it's really important to make sure your personal image is on point. We're such a visual world. Everywhere we look and see, you can see people in their brands, on social media, and on their books, on stage, on TV, magazines. So you really want to reflect who you are through your image before you even open your mouth.
Okay, well, walk us through the process. What is the process like working with someone like you, a personal stylist?
The first step is we have a phone consult where we talk about what's going on in your life. I get an idea of, you know, your career, your travel, your personal life in regards to, like, are you single and you're trying to get married, or are you married and you want to have a few items for when you have date night? Are you super social? Are you just going to work and coming home? So getting an idea of who you are as a person, and then also getting your stats, like how tall are you, what size are you, what are your favorite colors, what are your likes, what are your dislikes, do you have any style icons or anybody's style that you really admire? And from there, I create you a lookbook, a mood board of images that I think will best reflect who you are, and I show them to you. Once you approve it, then we set up either a closet appointment or a shopping appointment. I encourage people to start with their closet because that's the foundation of your wardrobe. That's where you go and get dressed. So if I can see what you have going on in your closet, I can know what to build upon if that is something you would like to do. At the same time, I have clients that are like, hey, I want to start completely over. We're getting ready everything in my closet. We're getting rid of it all. We're just going to start fresh with a whole new, brand new makeover, head to toe, new clothes, everything. So if that's the case, then we get right into the shopping. If not, then we go into your closet first and then see what we need to shop for based on what you already own. Then I just bring everything to you. We do a fitting. And like I said, whatever you like, you buy. Whatever you don't, I return back to the stores, as well as I include alterations and customizations.
Well, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's talk about the money. Mm-hmm. Is it expensive to use a personal stylist?
Well, everybody's budget is different, so expenses vary. Something I may think is expensive may not be expensive to you, and vice versa. So I wouldn't say it's expensive, but it is an investment in yourself into hiring a personal stylist as well, paying for the wardrobe, because you're paying the stylist a fee, and then you're also paying for the wardrobe. Now, with my clients, they can have any budget for wardrobe because I can make you look good from Target to Neiman Marcus. It's all about how you put it together. And I also invented a personal style app so that I can make it even a more affordable for the everyday person. So I personally work with a lot of professionals that are well into their careers. But if you're a new professional, you're entry level, or you're just getting started, then the app is perfect because I have my team go out and shop for you at a super affordable price. And you also, again, dictate your budget for the actual clothes.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this app.
Well, it's called Styled by Lev E, and it's available on iOS and Android. And like I say, it's Uber, but for shopping. You go through the app, a virtual style console. We get your facts, your height, colors, size. You upload a picture of yourself, a stylist, a call, and confirm, hey, these are your details. I'm going to go shop for you. You want to meet at this date, at this time frame. The stylist goes out and shop for them, bring them pieces over to their home or office or at our showroom, and do a fitting. Whatever they like, they buy. Whatever they don't, they return back to the store. So it's just an affordable, easy, quick version of what I do. Because when I work with clients, we're usually shopping for the season. So it can be 40, 50 pieces. With the app, it's only 6 to 10 pieces, and you can do it every month.
Well, tell us about your showroom.
We are partnered with BioBio. It's downtown Atlanta. And so if any clients would like to meet outside of their home or outside of their job, they can welcome to meet us downtown at BioBio.
Now, how does a personal stylist help you achieve your best self?
I have case studies where I've had clients that were trying to get promotions, secure contracts, and they were super smart, had all these degrees, but their visual image was not matching what was coming out of their mouth. Once they hired me, those contracts were secured. They got those promotions. And some of them actually were single and didn't want to be single, and now that's the case. One of them has got married since then. Another one has secured a contract with MSNBC. So it definitely can transform your life. I always say I'm changing lives one outfit at a time. When you look good, you feel good, you have that confidence to go out here and accomplish whatever you set your mind to. So it's not the clothes, it's what you're doing in the clothes and how they are making you feel. So it's definitely an experience, and the clothes are just a helpful tool to make that happen.
Let's talk a little bit about trends. Should women be concerned about the different trends for the season?
I would say yes and no in regards to, at the end of the day, whatever looks good on you, that's what you should wear. So what flatters you, what makes you feel good, then that's important. You should be aware of the trends but not be a slave to them. So I always tell clients, you can kind of know what's going on, but if that's not something you like, then you don't have to use that trend. You may try another trend. There's lots of trends out. I would always say invest in the classics, If you're going to buy a trend, then don't spend a lot of money on it because it's just a trend. It's a fad. It's going to fade out. But everything that comes in style also comes back in style. So it's the circle of style, as I call it. So a lot of things that were in style back in the 70s or 80s are now back in style now. So it'll always come back around at some point.
So who are some of your favorite style icons?
Stylists I love is June Ambrose, Rachel Zoe. I have a lot of favorite fashion designers as well. Kushni, BCBG, Chanel. So it's just, the list goes on. And obviously with me being in fashion, I have too many favorites to name. But what I would like to leave the listeners with are a few spring trends. So for women especially, coral is the color of 2019, and it's a beautiful color for spring. Is perfect because it's light. It's a variation between pink and orange. Florals are a big trend right now, and I know a lot of times people don't like flowers, but it's also how they're arranged. You can find a great floral suit or a great floral jacket. Also, pastel colors are always great for spring trends. So the mints, the pink, soft yellow, sky blue, those are all great colors. I always encourage clients, when the weather gets warmer, the colors get lighter. So in the winter, you'll wear jewel tones and darker colors, but in the spring, you'll wear the lighter colors, like the whites and, as I call them, ice cream colors, mint green, yellow, pink, blue, etc.
Any final thoughts about what a personal stylist can do for you?
I would encourage everyone to at least have a consult with a personal stylist. Even if it's not me, you definitely want to reach out to a professional the same way you go to a professional hairdresser or you hire a professional for your business. It's important to at least get a professional's opinion on your wardrobe and where you're going. They could give you some helpful hints. Even if you decide not to hire them, you could definitely get a lot out of the consult and go to apply that to your life. So I would encourage everyone to have a personal stylist in their life because it's one less thing. We live in a busy world. We have a million things to do, from cooking, cleaning, working, taking care of family, relationships. If there's someone that can take care of that part of your life for you, why not? As well as it's going to help you look better to the world. Every time you step out, you're going to have that confidence. You're going to know you look good. You're going to know you look put together. And it's something you don't have to worry about doing because the stylist is doing it for you.
How did you first learn about Atlanta's People You Need to Know business guide?
I've actually worked with a couple of clients that have been in your magazine. I've styled a few of them, and then I also met you at BioBio for the event Sonya was having for her inner circle, Sonya Booker. So that was how I found out about People You Need to Know magazine. I think the magazine is great. It looks really professional. The women look really nice in it. And it's highlighting women entrepreneurs, which I think is great because I'm all for supporting women business owners. A lot of the stores we shop at are owned by women, as well as women of color, as well as designers. So I'm not just taking your money and going shopping at the mall, but we're going to bring you pieces that not everybody has that you may have not known about.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
You're welcome to find me at my website, loveyfashion.com, as well as social media, Love Ivania, Styled by Love E, is my Facebook, as well as my Instagram. But if you go to my website, it has all of my social media contacts, as well as my phone number and email. So loveyfashion.com is the best way to get in touch with me and my team.
Well, Miss Ivania Easley, certified personal stylist, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
No, thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it, Spark Plug and People You Need to Know magazine team. And I look forward to helping anyone with their personal style.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta women business owners. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a special moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another spectacular job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you lead or linger behind, whether you try for a goal that is far, or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.